This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's week 17, baby. Let's do it. We're just minutes away from kicking off the 1 p.m. Eastern 7-game slate. Kicking off as we shift from our countdown to kickoff show now to officially Live Bet Sunday. Stormy Bonatoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you. If you're driving in your car for last second snacks, booze, whatever it is, we have got you covered as we get these games underway. But remember, once you get home, you can do the second screen experience. Get us set up wherever you're watching or listening. We appreciate it today. And let's real quickly go through rapid fire style, if we can, all of the games that are coming up here in this early slate, starting with Arizona and Cincinnati, where we were talking to Derek Stevens, owner and CEO here of Circa, where we're broadcasting from earlier. He said their biggest need today is going to be the Arizona Cardinals, the way that the Bengals were getting played.
Yep, closing 7 with a total of 52.5 across the board there.
Anything for you in this one? Just stayed away?
No, I mean, rapid fire tends to be rapids.
So. Yeah, but that's not two words and out. I do have a Trey McBride anytime touchdown in that
game's
one.
Going to kick off in 60 seconds.
With the advantages that we've seen tight ends have against this Bengals defense. That's the lone play that I have in that one. Seattle and Carolina saw this come down with the Panthers getting played a little bit here. Seattle favored by 6.5 on the road.
Derek finally moved off to 7. I mean, here at Circa, he talked about not wanting to. 6.5 closing number, total of 42.5.
One-way traffic on the New York football Giants today in Vegas against the Raiders out to the full 3.
That doesn't kick till 105, so we got plenty of time to see where that's going to close here. I would assume it closes 3.
Plenty of time. Pittsburgh and Cleveland. This is obviously a big one when it comes to the AFC North.
The people know.
Ravens get the win yesterday, which now makes this a must win for the Pittsburgh Steelers if they want to win the division and not have to make it come down to next week against the Ravens. Let the people know what.
What'd we do during the break?
Oh, yeah. We did a full degen move here.
That's right.
Same game teaser, baby.
Why not?
Browns plus 10 over 28.5. Let's freaking roll.
Let's do it.
We have Why a not? I'm very excited about that bet, actually.
It's going to be the stupidest thing that we've done probably this whole time.
So, I mean,
Ooh, by the way, we have to note this. I'm sorry to cut you off because I know how important that game is. Tennessee is going to close as a pick against New Orleans.
Ooh.
Yep. So we talked about that. I bet this on Friday. We talked about it on Friday. Took the 2.5 with Tennessee. Teased them up as well. Added a teaser on them at 1.5 just a couple of minutes ago. Late push right there on the Tennessee Titans that here at Circa, it's going to close pick. Some spots will be New Orleans -1, but some of the notable books, Circa, Superbook, and others sitting at pick on that one at close.
People thinking like you're thinking today. We've also got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Miami Dolphins going head-to-head here. Tampa laying 5.5 and important games down the stretch for the Bucs and the aforementioned Carolina Panthers against the Seahawks when it comes to the division.
Yes, indeed. Can't wait to see where this one's going to be as well. But 5.5, 44 is the number. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of dead number. Doesn't really matter one way or the other. And then Jacksonville closes 4 against Indianapolis. They're underway.
Did close 4.5 at the two big nationwide books, DraftKings and FanDuel at the 4.5.
And Indianapolis takes the opening kickoff down to the Jacksonville 40-yard line.
And we're off.
And we're rolling
and
already.
We're off. I laid 4.5 with the Jags.
Yeah.
We'll see how that one plays
out. How you feeling?
I mean, it's the opening kickoff. What do you mean, how am I feeling?
Come on now.
I feel fine.
You're cooked.
I feel fine.
It's a sign of things to come here.
The Patriots and Jets also, New England out to 13.5, although we did see a little bit of buyback. Lots of 13s in the market.
Yes. That seems a little high. I'm not brave enough to back the Jets because I don't want to watch that dreck, but that seems a little much considering the injuries on the New England Patriots side of things.
And then I guess we might as we are just getting underway in a handful of these games, let you know where we're currently sitting with Buffalo and Philadelphia also in the afternoon, like the Giants and Raiders that we mentioned earlier, but Buffalo laying 3 and the prevailing total in this one, 45.5.
Yep. Again, if Philly had something, if I told you that this was a playoff game, a Super Bowl, I don't think this would be 3. I think you would probably take 3 if that was the case as well. Maybe you wouldn't, but I just think that's a little much. But given that the Eagles have nothing going on, I can understand why you would just make this 3 in favor of Buffalo, who has plenty of motivation to stay alive in the race for the AFC East.
And we're gonna preview those two games that are coming up in the later afternoon slate in its entirety as we go here today. We'll also preview Sunday and Monday Night Football. The Sunday night game, though, at least real quickly, we got some news in the last half an hour from Adam Schefter that more players are being added to the injury report today with the illness that has been sweeping through Halas Hall. DJ Moore and Olamide Zaccheaus, both in the wide receiver room, now on the injury report with an illness, and you're already down Rome Odunze, who's been dealing with the foot fracture. We had Warren Sharp on the program a little bit earlier. He said he liked some Luther Burden angles today, potentially.
I think you're probably fine. I mean, like we talked about, you know, the doc was on with Mitch and Paul at the end of their show, and he mentioned that a lot of the times if a guy just shows even the smallest symptom, you're just going to note it because you don't want to get fined. You're going to put him on there. And Tedaro McMillan, for example, is playing. We'll see how he performs here today against the Seattle Seahawks. But this seems more of just like a bureaucratic move. Is that the proper term?
Sure.
Just kind of just filling out the paperwork, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and that they're going to be fine.
Maybe, like, I'm not going to come up here and say, oh, I have, like, major concerns for the wide receiver room. But in general, I mean, they've been a run-heavy offense anyways, sure. And the wide receiver room hasn't done a ton of work.
And your team's defense isn't exactly a run-stopping unit.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That is what I'm scared of. So granted, like the 49ers have their own injuries as well. George Kittle looking extremely unlikely that he's going to be available in this one. Ricky Pearsall been dealing with an injury, although I think last report I saw he is expected to play. We're obviously not going to have those actives and inactives confirmed until later on in the day. But I'm less concerned about the 49ers offense and a whole lot more concerned about the 49ers sure. defense being able to get to the quarterback and stop the run. And I mean, Caleb Williams, for as many sacks as he took last year, he has done a great job evading that pressure that's come his way this season. And those are the two biggest glaring issues for the 49ers defense are the two things that the Bears offense have done best.
Yeah. All right. Big third and five. Cam Ward had a guy open on the left sideline, just airmailed it. I don't know what happened. Did he get hit? Did he get tipped? Nope. Just kind of sailed it on his guy. So they're going to have to kick this ball away. Fourth and five coming up for the Tennessee Titans as their first drive ends in a punt. And I was laughing earlier because Indianapolis opening drive with the kickoff takes it down to like the Jacksonville 40, 45 yard line. And then it's just bang, bang, boom, first down. So they're driving already. And I think they're just on the outside of the red zone, if not in it already, with a second and six coming up.
Okay. Also, we're getting underway in Steelers Browns here. One other little good update drive from this morning where we were talking about how DK Metcalf's going to be unavailable this game and the next with the suspension he took for his interaction with a Lions fan. Jay Glazer reported this morning that the Steelers did decline to void DK Metcalf's guaranteed money. So I know that's a double negative, but after all of the reports that the team could get rid of that money if they wanted to, they are not. So they're going to keep the guarantees intact for DK Metcalf.
They declined to decline?
Declined to void.
Okay.
There you
so
go.
They just didn't. Okay.
So they are, he's getting his money. Money, please.
Okay. Got it. Good for him, I guess.
I am excited about our SGT here. So let's get the offense popping, shall we?
This is a good opening drive. Again, it's scripted. We talk about it all the time. Touchdown, Austin Hooper. By the way, Patriots first into the end zone of our morning window contests. Not surprising, I suppose, given that they're 13-point favorites here. But right downfield, we'll wait for the extra point to see if it is good. And then a third and six coming up for Phillip Rivers from the Jacksonville 15-yard line. Can they convert? And can they get into the end zone? I would assume, too, that you're not going to see a lot of punts and or kicks for Indianapolis. They're already a pretty aggressive fourth down team, and you're eliminated. Why not just try to win it? We'll see what they do here on fourth and six, though. That's just me.
I'm trying to see if, I'm pulling up the live lines right now because just for my own curiosity.
Extra point is good for New England, by the way.
All right. So, I mean, and again, they're a huge favorite in this game in New York. So they score on their opening drive. We'll see if they can keep it up. 13 was that closing number. Although, as we referenced at the top of the segment, we did get a little bit of buyback on the Jets with just such a big number in the NFL. We've seen the dogs barking the way that they have. See if we get any answer from Brady Cook and company.
Blake Groupie onto the scoreboard. 3-0 Indianapolis up on top of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Opening drive goes for three for Indy. How about that? Is that right? Is that good?
No? I don't want it.
All right. And the Cleveland Browns have kicked a field goal as well. So they're
all right. Points on the board. That's what we need. Points on the board opening drive. And the
kick was pretty true.
So we were talking last segment about just how much the weather had impacted that total, close 34.5, high winds expected. And we talked about, yes, that can impact the pass game. Obviously, it can impact the kicking game as well. Not like right down the middle for that opening kick. So that's good for us.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It is having flashbacks. I think, what are we showing here? I want to go. Have you ever been to Nashville? You ever been out here?
Yes.
Is this a good spot? Whatever they're showing.
Oh, Broadway. Yeah. Yes, it is a very good spot. I'm actually going to be there in about a week. Yeah, a week from today. Mm. I will be out there in Nashville for the FCS championship.
Wow, game. I had no idea, really.
That'll be fun. Yes, Montana State, Illinois State. But I'm going to go to Tootsie's. I'm very excited to go there because the only other time I had been to Nashville was when I was working for the Vegas Golden Knights, and we were very briefly on Broadway and we didn't get to go to Tootsie's. I just saw it from the outside, but it's like a famous staple down there.
Okay.
So if you guys have any suggestions, I'm going to Miami this week and then Nashville. So if you have any suggestions of restaurants, places to stop by, please send them our way at Storm Bonantoni at VSIN Live. Guess you can send them JVT's way as well. At me JVT, although he's very upset about being my secretary. Is that what you call it?
Correct.
Do not like it.
No.
I've gotten a lot of direct messages, though, asking.
About, like, where are you going?
I'm hoping that the conversation we had on Money Moves last week has shifted the focus to me and not you.
Yeah, ask the person who's
traveling. I didn't realize you were so angry about it, though.
Ooh, your Panthers. Come on now. That is an outright dropped stone hand pick right there. Could have had a short field. I couldn't see. I think it was number 8, if I remember correctly. Either way, though, that is a missed opportunity for Carolina, who got a couple of NFC West pelts on the wall when they're playing them at home, huh? Took out the Los Angeles Rams. That's the only one.
That's the only one. Well, that's why I said earlier when we were talking about Monday Night Football, I'm like, the Rams can't lose to another NFC South team, right?
No.
Handle business against Atlanta.
All right, big third down. Love a big third down. We got one here already. Tyler Shuck from his own 24-yard line, 3rd and 5. Who, by the way, was told earlier this week, you are dead for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Fumble, strip sack. And that is going to be all she wrote for this drive for the New Orleans Saints.
It's too early to warrant a full sack lunch, but boy, did that look bad.
He kind of got crushed.
Yeah. Okay. You're the music. We got to step aside here real quickly. We are locked and loaded, though, on this NFL Week 17 Sunday, keeping you up to date with everything going on in the early window when we come back here on VSiN.
Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's just about time to ring in the new year, and this New Year's Eve, the Fremont Street Experience is turning it all the way up. You can ring in 2026 at Countdown Under the Canopy, happening December 31st all night long. You get 6 live concerts, 3 stages. You'll see Robin Thicke, CeeLo Green, Chingy, and so much more, plus a massive countdown and light spectacular on the iconic Fremont Street canopy. 1 ticket, 1 night, just $60. The party starts at 7. You got to get down here. Grab your tickets now at VegasExperience.com, the Slotzilla box office, or at any gate location come December 31st. Story by Tony, Jonathan Von Tobel with you back here on Live Bet Sunday, rolling along, keeping you up to date on everything going on the Week 17 early window slate here. And we did see Ja'Marr Chase get in the end zone first here against the Arizona Cardinals, had a little skirt spin move to get in there. So they're up 7-0 here early. What was your ooh in reaction to?
Those are a catastrophic couple of plays consecutively you can have. That's New Orleans. Tyler Shuck sacked, stripped, recovered, loses a bunch of yards. And then the punter shanks the punt. Tennessee's going to take over at the New Orleans 30-yard line right now. So 1st and 10 coming up for Tennessee. We'll see if they can get something done right now. But a catastrophic couple of plays for the Saints.
And for anyone who missed it,
35, not the 30.
We did see the line move in favor of the Titans here in the last 24 hours, closing at pick when all was said and done. So Titans got a little bit of love in the market, including from yours truly and JVT. You played them outright as a dog when they were available. What, 2, 2.5?
2.5, yeah.
2.5. And then we both have them involved in teasers. So a lot of investment on this desk on the set of Tennessee Titans today, which is something you probably haven't heard a lot over the course of the last couple years with how bad they were as a cover team in recent history, but covered 5 of their last 7 and going to see if they can get it done again today at home against this New Orleans Saints team.
This really is what football is all about, football season. A Week 17 sweat on 2 teams that are sitting on collectively 8 wins.
Come on.
I mean, this is what it's all about, man.
So good.
The holidays.
Baker Mayfield, touchdown to Chris Godwin on 3rd and 4 from the 5. Bucks up 7-0 early on the Miami Dolphins. Good opening drive for Baker Mayfield, by the way. 6 of 8, 57 yards, 3 for 3 on 3rd down. So Bucks cooking with gas early against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I haven't watched too much of that, but I mean, it's not long a surprise. Drive. It's not like a crazy surprise you're able to move it here against them. I guess the question is just, can Miami's offense keep up? By the way, big play to Washington here for Jacksonville, and they're already knocking on the door of the red zone against Indianapolis. So they are at the least moving to respond after an opening field goal drive from the Colts.
That drive again from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers takes 7.5 minutes off the clock, 14 plays, very good, efficient start for Tampa Bay. What were you pointing at?
Two things. First off, Tennessee is not going to take advantage. Come on, man. 4th and 7. Probably going to line up for a field goal here. That's a pretty rough situation to be in for Tennessee. You get an opportunity like that, absolutely nothing. And don't look now, but an explosive for the Cleveland Browns. And they are, again, in Pittsburgh Steelers territory. We talked about this from a total standpoint, but also, you know, Mike Tomlin's got a little bit of a penchant in some of these big games as a favorite to lay an egg. And right now it's only 3-0 with 7:52 left to go in the first quarter, but not a great start for the Steelers.
The Tennessee Titans lining up for a field goal here. See if they can get on the board. It is up and it is good. Okay, so 3-0 Tennessee early on. So at least they get points on the board to capitalize on the good field position.
And I hate when teams do this. You are the favorite. You're driving. You're in control. There's no need for trickeration. And yet the Jacksonville Jaguars do just that. Try to do the double end around, fumble, Colts recover. And I believe the Jags have turned this ball over against Indianapolis. We'll see if it is official. It is official. Colts have the ball. So a promising drive ends for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Also, we talked earlier for the Carolina Panthers, Tetero McMillan. He was questionable coming in, a late add to the injury report with an illness. He is ultimately out there on the field playing, but one of their pass catchers unavailable for the rest of the game. Jatavion Sanders hurt his ankle, will not return. Ooh. They started with a 3 tight end formation to start the day, so now down to 2.
Okay, not great.
Not ideal.
Not feeling great?
Not ideal.
Although if Sam Darnold continues to throw dropped interceptions, then maybe that's going to work out well for Carolina. You got to hold on to one at least, right?
Also, by the way, Seahawks wideout Cody White, doubtful to return. Groin injury suffered in play early.
You know, Cleveland's running the ball pretty well on Pittsburgh. It goes back to the, what game was it just a couple of weeks ago? We were talking about this with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Was very surprised that their opponent didn't try to run the ball a little bit more. Oh, it was Miami on that Monday night. You know, Pittsburgh defensively, one of the big issues they've had all year long is their inability to stop the run. And that was when Miami was still on that stretch of games where they were winning and running the ball extremely well. They kind of abandoned it early. Cleveland's running the ball really well so far today. So you do wonder if that's going to hurt us a bit if you're really leaning on the run game, shortening this contest. Maybe less of an opportunity to get over the total. But at least Cleveland is moving the ball right now. So the teased up dog so far is barking.
What a weird... we're such losers for making that bet. But I mean, you gotta do something. Have a little fun.
For those
fun.
Who are just joining us, we do have a same game teaser. Browns teased up to 10 and then over 28.5 in the game. Why not? It's the second last week of the regular season. Gotta do something. That's about it.
All right. What else is going on here?
Nothing much. We kind of reached a low.
Stagnant.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple of things. First off, the Bengals have the ball back, so a game that could kind of get ugly. And we were talking to Derek about that in the odd nature of how much that game was actually bet. And right now they have the ball back, but they're starting deep in their own territory at about the 20. And we have a touchdown for Cleveland. How about that?
Whoa.
Harold Fannin Jr., I believe, just gets lost in the sauce. The Steelers can't keep track of him. Catch. He might have gotten touched before he rolled into the end zone. So let's see what the replay is. But the good thing is it is officially being called a touchdown. So 9-0. Cleveland up on top of 5:11 left to go. How do you lose Harold Fannin Jr.?
And he's a guy who, by the way, popped up on the injury report himself with a groin injury that was suffered at practice on Friday. Didn't look like it impacted him much on that catch.
Did he get touched here? I don't think so. No, that should be a touchdown.
Touchdown. There we go.
It's pretty bad for Pittsburgh.
Well, and so this goes back to your early point, though. Oh, and as I say that, he is back on the ground, grabbing his groin.
Yeah.
So caught the ball, no problem, held on, but... Harold Fannin now, maybe that injury wasn't in the best place because he is still on the ground dealing with trainers right now.
What are you going to say? You're going to make a point.
Lost my train of thought seeing him.
So was it about Tomlin?
No. So just about this team in general, you made the point earlier and we have a lot of game left, but just because you need to win doesn't mean.
No, what are you talking about?
Doesn't mean it always happens and that you're going
Should we have factored in more? What's worth more? The fact that the Steelers have to win this game or that Mike Tomlin can't win this game or else he'll have more than 9 wins. He is destined to forever, eternally just sit at 9-8 or 9-7 every year.
Stop. By the way, and obviously
maybe he's throwing it on purpose.
The huge implications today are because of the Baltimore Ravens getting the win yesterday. How about that? Finally, have we not been calling for Derrick Henry to run the football all year long?
Yeah.
Especially last week, we go the final 12 minutes of the game and he doesn't even have a touch. That's what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
And I mean, very impressive performance for them. And now they have to play the waiting game because obviously if the Pittsburgh Steelers do come back and win this game, the division goes to Pittsburgh. But if the Browns can hang on and do this thing, week 18 is going to be awesome in Pittsburgh. Ravens and Steelers going head to head with the AFC North on the line.
You know, and I'd say this too. I mean, for that, that'd be great. By the way, if it's NFC one seed or AFC North, if you're the boss over at Sunday Night Football, what are you taking? Mitch and Paul were talking about this earlier.
What do you mean?
So next week, if it's AFC North or NFC one seed game.
Oh.
What's your Sunday Night Football? What do you take?
One seed game.
Pretty easy, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially with the Lamar Jackson injury. Yeah.
Paul was trying to make the case for the AFC North. And I was like, I don't know, man. I think that game kind of stinks. So you just put it wherever you want.
Nope.
By the way, so shocking the Saints taking back over here. So I have to look to see, did they get a favorable punt return? I think they're on the other side of the 50. Let me double check to see what this play-by-play is.
While you're checking that out, the Miami Dolphins quick to answer that Bucs opening drive. Quinn Ewers, first touchdown, 63-yard touchdown to practice squad call-up. Wow. Theo Weiss Jr. tie things up here early.
Wow. That's pretty stunning. Yeah, the Saints are on the Titans' 25-yard line. What in the world happened here? Man, you get wrapped up in so many of these games. By the way, that pass from Shuck was nowhere. Let's see. Yeah, Shuck to Austin got off for 36 yards. So, man, especially with this field position. Excuse me. So you get a touchback at the 35. You get a 36-yard completion on the next play. And just like that, you're at the Titans' 29-yard line.
Sheesh. What do you think a Theo Weiss anytime touchdown was?
What was it? I mean, 15-1?
I mean, it's got to be a great number.
Well, their wide receiver corps is kind of beat up, right? I mean, maybe you're right.
I feel like it would be better than that.
Saints, 43-yard field goal. No good. Wide left. How about that? Wow, somebody with the last name Smythe. Who would have thought that somebody with that last name would have failed? Interesting. Either way, though, Saints can't get on the board.
All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We're going to try to find some of these numbers. I am very curious what that Theo Weiss anytime touchdown price would be. Still scoreless out there in Carolina against the Seahawks. Slow moving early window thus far. See if we get a little more action when we come back.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on Live Bet Sunday, Stormy Bonatoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you, and we're getting excited about weird games here. But
why are you Mariota-ing my name?
Jonathan Von Tobel.
Yeah, you gave me a hard one.
You gotta enunciate. Hit the hard T. Cam Ward just hit Chimere Dike, though, for a nice 38-yard dime, as you put it. Tennessee driving here. A couple score updates for you as well. Seattle did get a field goal on the board. Jason Myers hits one from 48 yards out there, up 3-0 on the Carolina Panthers. We missed it earlier, right before we went to break. Ramondre Stevenson into the end zone for 6. Patriots up 14-0 over the Jets. And then what else did you see?
So what happened was the Steelers actually generated a pretty big explosive themselves, but I believe it was called back for holding. Then we had a 4th-and-4 after a 3rd-and-16, but now we got a flag on that one. So we're trying to find out and sort through all the mess for the Pittsburgh Steelers because we're obviously in need of points here, and it looks like we might not get them here. Cam Ward might have just made one of the stupidest mistakes of a rookie season.
After you're just glowing him up.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Careful. So he, in the grasp of his defender, tried to throw the ball and it almost fumbled. I mean, it depends on where the hand is when he lets go of it. Watch this. That might be going sideways or backwards because he gets hit and he's throwing the ball. Watch this angle. He's trying to get away from a defender. He's in the grasp of a defender. As he gets hit, he throws it. That might be backwards.
Yeah, that's backwards. I think that is.
The problem is for our audience who can't see it, almost immediately the second it leaves his hand, hits an offensive lineman in the helmet. So you can't really judge. He got very lucky there. That might have been like a backwards play or anything like that. But instead, it's 3rd and 10. And again, he's just trying to escape pressure, finding nobody downfield. And the Titans are going to squander another possession deep in Saints territory for a field goal here.
I didn't see who it was, but somebody for your Indianapolis Colts just ran back
Michael
to the locker
Pittman.
Room. Okay. Yeah, yep. Not great.
No.
As they are facing 2nd and 4 right now in the red zone, trying to add to their 3-0 lead early, and Jonathan Taylor gets the first down. I do not love what I am seeing from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Not a great start.
Maybe the line move was correct in this one, but
you still got time. And let me double check this here, because I believe we haven't had a ton of possessions in this game. So that's, I think, the thing that's kind of working in your favor a bit. It's just that Indy has kind of done what it was supposed to do, which is just drag this thing out. The Jacksonville's only had one drive. So it was 8-play, 29-yard drive, 3:46 taken off the clock. And then Jacksonville goes down. They drive 8 plays, 65 yards, eat 5 minutes, and then fumble the ball. Colts are currently on a 13-play, 81-yard drive that spans nearly 7 minutes right now. So while it's not great in terms of what you're talking about, Indy's just kind of sitting on their chest right now like a bully and not letting them get the ball. So that's part of the problem here. But the last thing you need, obviously, is a Indianapolis touchdown.
Cincinnati Bengals are facing 1st and goal, short yardage. Samaje Perine gets into the end zone. So Bengals up 13-0 right now, extra point pending to get to the full 14. Ja'Marr Chase was the one who scored the first touchdown of the game. And if you remember, he hadn't scored in 9 games, and all the talk this week was like, what are your goals this week? Just to get a touchdown. So he cashed that anytime touchdown score for you as well. A big play from Pittsburgh. What just happened?
Yes, indeed. Connor Hayward. 29 yards, and just like that, Steelers are in scoring territory now. So lowest total on the board. You got 10 up right now, and you've got Pittsburgh inside of the 25. I think he's going to be at about the 22 of Cleveland. So, and here's the good thing for us, or if anybody tried to kind of buy back on the total, you had an explosive play already called back because of a penalty. You generated another one there. Cleveland's generated a couple as well. Like, this does look like a game in which they are moving the football right now.
Yes. And so the live total currently 42.5, yep, in a game that we saw nothing but under money. Close.
We've got over 28.5.
Yeah. Our same game teaser is Browns plus 10 and over 28.5. I mean, so
can't be a better start if we can get a touchdown here. Come on now.
Beautiful. Jonathan Taylor scores for your Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
They're up 9-0, extra point pending here.
All right, so here's my question. Should we bet Jacksonville? Well, you already have something.
Yeah, I'm not
adding more. Should we bet Jacksonville
more
to win this game?
Jags plus 2.5 on the live spread.
I might add some here. Little money line on Jacksonville.
Plus 115?
Yeah. I mean, because again, they've only had one possession, and they went right downfield. Yeah. It's just that they did that stupid double end around and they fumbled it.
And mess yourself up.
There's no need to do any of that. So not a great start for Jacksonville's defense, considering the first two drives, Indy went down and got into the red zone. But I would assume that your offense is going to have something to say here against the Indianapolis offense, or excuse me, defense once again.
So Michael Pittman, with him exiting, he's questionable for
the
moment.
Yep.
Calf injury, what he's dealing with. But that could be a lair here.
I would assume he's done, right? You're not going to push a calf injury in a meaningless game.
I wouldn't think so.
I would expect maybe you're
eliminated from the playoffs.
Correct.
Why even mess with it right now? Just ensure you're in a good spot.
Saints are going to score a touchdown on this drive, aren't they?
Why'd you say that?
It's 6-0.
Just because Titans work their way down the field, both their drives have to settle for field goals, yep, and Saints have done a whole lot of nada, but now this inevitably they're going to take a lead.
Sure, yes.
Kind of that type of vibe. I don't think so. Titans defense going to hold up.
Yeah. By the way, that total, you talk about totals. I know this one was pretty low. This game got to 39.5. This was a really low total between Tennessee and New Orleans. Right now, it's living up to it. So, and you see the Saints, this is another in-game spot. They're putting up this right now. You have to think that New Orleans is very lucky to be in this position. They had the 17-yard punt. They've had the missed field goal. So special teams have been a nightmare for them in this game so far. And yet, Tennessee cannot take advantage. Only has a 6-point lead to show for it.
Speaking of will they or won't they return, worth noting, we told you Harold Fannin Jr., after he caught the touchdown for Cleveland, went down in the end zone, was grabbing at that hamstring that had him questionable going into today, popped up on the injury report with that after suffering a groin injury at practice on Friday. He is questionable to return, but I think it's probably a similar situation, right? A soft tissue thing that you just hurt, you re-aggravated early on in this game. You're out of the postseason. Why mess with it?
Yeah, I would say so. Interesting stat. I like these. So the Cincinnati Bengals go down and score that touchdown. It is the first time since 2015 that the Cincinnati Bengals have opened up a game with 10-plus play touchdown drives consecutively.
How is that possible?
I mean, I guess it's the 10-plus play that kind of gets you because that's a long drive. But still, it's an interesting little nugget. The first time in 10 years, because it was like December 20-something that they threw it up there. It's almost 10 years exactly that it's been since Cincinnati opened up a game with consecutive touchdown drives of 10-plus plays. Hmm.
The more you know.
Right.
That just surprises me a little bit. But I guess, too, for Cincinnati, like, they are a more explosive offense. They've got the big plays. I guess that checks out, but that just seems to be way too long to have happened.
A matriculating team. They don't matriculate.
That's what the Colts do these days.
They do.
They're a big matriculating team.
They have to. I mean, I think that's how Philip Rivers moves around. I don't think he walks or runs. He matriculates everywhere he goes. Given the way he looks. You should have seen the, I don't know if you saw the replay, though, of him handing the ball off to Jonathan Taylor. That's not a flattering angle when you're hunched over handing that away.
No, I didn't see that, but I don't think I need to see it to envision what you're talking about.
Titans,
here.
Get off the field. Let's go. Fourth down. Come on, man.
Phillip Rivers, real quickly, 7 of 11 for 59 yards. He needed 252 coming in to leapfrog Big Ben on the all-time passing yards list to what, six is where
six.
He would
yes,
go?
He would, yeah.
I mean, good start for him, at least in his matriculating, if he wants to reach that mark.
Yes, indeed. Again, I think that's why he's not. I don't think he's getting benched, especially now they're up 10-0.
Yeah. And so that was for anybody who's just joining this. That was a big conversation in betting circles coming into today's. How long would Phillip Rivers ultimately play? They didn't want him to. They had the whole conversation about, will it be Phillip Rivers? Will it be Riley Leonard? But with the potential going into the weekend of them still being live, obviously they are not now. Yeah. But they didn't want to have Riley Leonard start with just like no first team reps throughout the week. Thought it would be putting him in a bad spot. Although I'll tell you, I don't think Riley Leonard would have minded. But probably you would imagine Phillip Rivers sitting next week. But this week, he's got all of his high school students that play for his team that are in attendance today. He's really close to stepping up on that all-time list. So despite all of the conversation around him just playing a half, our thought process was probably not. He's probably got some personal goals that he wants to achieve here.
Yes, and I think that you're on your way to potentially doing that here too. But, excuse me. Third and 14 coming up for Pittsburgh. So again, we need points here. We'd like points. We'll see if we can get them, if they can convert this or at least kick a field goal potentially. But points are a must. First and 10 coming up for New Orleans. For Tennessee. A little scary there on the punt return. New Orleans, one of the New Orleans gunners just shoved his dude into the Tennessee returner, but luckily did not hit a Tennessee Titan. So they will maintain possession. And that's about it right now.
Jack's facing third and three already.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did add Jacksonville Moneyline plus 115, and they got a third and three. Come on, Stormy. Can I get it?
Let's go. I mean, I certainly hope so. As somebody who laid 4.5, I need them to come back and snap out of this.
They were showing a really distracting graphic of, like, Trevor Lawrence petting cheetahs on the throne. It kind of threw me off.
All right, got the first down, so that's good. Keep moving the ball. Move the chains. 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter, so still very early. This is just, as you mentioned, just the second time that they have had the football to this point. Trevor Lawrence is great on that opening drive, 7-7, 69 yards, adding to it now.
That's why you got to think that they're going to have, they're more into this game than the box score would indicate. By the way, Rashid Shaheed walking off without his helmet right now, so that's going to be something to monitor for that dynamic Seattle special team.
Lots of pass-catching injuries here to start the early window. Guys walk into the locker room. We got to step aside. We're full health here on the program, keeping it locked and loaded on Live Bet Sunday.
You're
after this. I'm fine.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
New England doing whatever they want out there in New York right now, up 21-0. Ramondre Stevenson gets his second of the day. He now has one rushing, one receiving. So again, 21-0 as we just kick off the second quarter out there in New York.
And you mentioned the theme of today, which is an unfortunate one. Pass catchers getting injured. Jalen Waddle walking off now without his helmet for the Miami Dolphins. So a thin group of receivers becomes even thinner.
7-all in that game with Miami, by the way, knocking on the door, 3rd and goal from the 4-yard line where things sit right now. The Bengals up on the Arizona Cardinals, 13-7 right now. Seattle up 3-0 on the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. And we did get a field goal on the board for the Pittsburgh Steelers as they trail the Browns 10-3. But an injury just popped up in that game as well that I know has you shaking in your boots, although I don't think it should.
Carson Schwesinger, the stud rookie linebacker for the Cleveland Browns, a massive favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year, limped off after the last defensive possession with a looked like a soft tissue injury. He was on the bike, had his thigh wrapped up, and was trying to work it out, but not great. Now, you mentioned I shouldn't be worried. For those who didn't see it, Tom Pelissero released a poll of GMs and NFL execs for all of the awards. Schwesinger swept the first place votes. Got every single first place vote, I believe, in the category for Defensive Rookie of the Year. He is a heavy favorite to win it. Has he done enough?
I think yes.
Touchdown, Titans! Let's take a brief pause. Let's do it! After that, though, yeah, I'm a little worried. Chigo Kanku into the end zone.
Bing bong.
We've been waiting for this. I mean, come on. Saints have been skating on thin ice here. If the Titans, like, the Titans had to open this up at some point.
It felt like a good opportunity for them, and there we go. So 12-0 right now. Extra point coming up.
One of two late line moves that might be accurate, right? This closed pick here at Circa, it moved like 1.5 points in the time that we were sitting here doing our show. And then the Indianapolis Colts steam down in their direction. And sure enough, you're sitting here with a 10-point lead for Indianapolis.
As for Schwesinger, though, just to go back to that conversation, he has a full complement of work. What is it? 16 full games played or 15 full games played. In terms of what he's done just for the franchise this year, leads the team in tackles. His total tackles on the year are the most by a Brown since 1999. He's 6th in the NFL in the category. James Pierce. Yes, he's been the sack getter.
What if he has like 3 sacks and a game-winning strip
sack? It's not enough. Carson leads you in just about every other category that's not sacks and pressures. So I feel like he has had an awesome rookie season.
I do too.
And that he's...
I think he's had a tremendous year, Stormy.
I don't think you should stress it.
I'd argue he's had the best defensive rookie season.
I don't think you should stress it as much as you are. He leads all rookies in...
Hold on.
Tackles for loss that aren't sacks, 3rd and 4th down stops.
I have to panic text somebody else about this.
Don't stress about this.
All right, I've sent out 3 Carson S. panicked hammy texts. See what happens.
Okay, the Jags have been awesome on this drive.
Got to get it. Come on. This is what we were hoping for, right? Jacksonville money line play at like +115. What did we talk about? They had one drive prior to this. They moved right downfield, tried some nonsense, and then turned the ball over. You don't need to do it. You're the favorite. You're in control. You're taking on a team that is beat up in many different positions now. Like, it's time to kind of onion up here, to use a term that can be used on all of our platforms. And get a score. And I would assume that we're maybe on our way to do that. 2nd and 5 coming up.
No, we talked coming into this game about just how efficient and effective Trevor Lawrence has been over the course of the last 4 or 5 weeks. He is 11 of 12 so far to start this game, 99 yards, 6 yards out from a potential touchdown here. See what happens. Good connection. Short of the first down, though. 2 yards short of the first down. 3 yards or 4 yards short of the goal line. So we'll keep tabs on this one facing
tough row.
3rd and 3 from the 4.
You got to put that down a little bit more so your guy can just catch it and run. Instead, he's got to go up for it. Allows you to tackle.
Miami gets a field goal, by the way. So they're up 10-7 on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Come on now. We got some. This is the drama here, right? Because the other part about it is... Man, you lose this, and the Saints, the Panthers, they're only down 3-0. Wrap up the NFC South today.
We got a ball game over here.
That's what I'm saying. Wrap up the NFC South today, boys.
God, that would be a thing of beauty.
Get a win.
The Panthers don't have good things happen to them,
touchdown,
so I don't see
Trevor
it happening.
Lawrence. Let's take it. Boom.
Let's freaking go.
Into the end zone. So let's double check this, because this is part of the strategy we were talking about this game so far. So 2 drives for Jacksonville. I mean, this is looking as good as you possibly can. two drives, 134 yards, 6.7 yards per play, 4 for 4 on third downs. Like they're carving up the Colts right now. So good. You just got to hold on to the football. That's all we're asking.
How surprised were you, by the way? And we have the conversation about Michael Pittman leaving to go to the locker room. How surprised were you, Sauce Gardner, dealing with the injury that he came back today, considering with nothing to play for?
Well, and also considering the nature of the injury. I mean, it's a calf. Wouldn't you want to give it as much time as possible to heal? And, you know, if you're going to miss the last two games, or if you're going to miss the last two games, you're going to miss the last two games. But, yeah, I'm somewhat surprised, given the nature of the injury. If it was a, I'll call it like a hard injury, you know, a bone bruise or a broken, whatever it was, then I think, I guess you can like, two games, get him back out there, get him acclimated with the system. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a sign. Am I thinking too much about this? Is it a sign that maybe that staff is going to return? Because the whole thought is, let's get you acclimated. Let's give you two games that you won't get in the offseason to get used to playing this defense so that next year, you know, we're not really building too much in the offseason. You're kind of more on page with everybody else. And then we could just kind of add more to the playbook, if you will.
As a fan, do you want them to?
That's a hard ask. I mean, I think so for the most part. I wrestle with Shane Steichen quite a bit at times. He, I think, is a very good play caller. I think he's arguably one of the better play callers already in the National Football League. Having said that, the decision-making, both off the field and on the field, leaves a lot to be desired with Shane Steichen. And defensively, Lou Anarumo did a lot with a little. I mean, I think the guy, and he won't go, Stormy, the guy that has to go is Chris Ballard, their general manager. He's done nothing to add to this group of edge rushers. They spent a first-round pick on Kwity Paye. It hasn't worked out. They spent a first-round pick on Latu Latu. He has been underwhelming at times and for the most part throughout his early career at this point right now. He has not added really anything defensively that sticks out. He's done a decent job at some spots. Wide receiver room is relatively deep. But for the most part, you can't look at this roster and say, like, wow, Chris Ballard did a bang-up job. And he's consistently missed on the most important position, which is quarterback. I find it hard to believe that there's a strong enough case for Ballard to be back. But who knows? Hopefully with some new ownership and new voices in that room, that'll change here a little bit. I think that's number one on the chopping block.
Speaking of quarterback, I am very curious to see how that plays out as Tyler Shuck has a nice long run here. Sets you up near the first down, facing about 3rd and 1 as they're trying to respond to the Titans' touchdown scoring drive. Curious for what the Indianapolis Colts do at that position, because you bring in Daniel Jones, who was awesome at the beginning of the year. He gets knocked out. You clearly don't have trust in who you have behind him. Anthony Richardson, you benched him for
no longer Brett Rippin.
Riley Leonard, somebody that you would rather go out and get a 44-year-old Philip Rivers to start games for you instead of him. So you have to figure out what that looks like moving forward. And considering what a massive blow that was to this team, who started off with 7-1 and have just seen a calamitous downfall from there, that's going to be such a critical piece of what this looks like. And for Shane Steichen, who's a quarterback guy, like, what does that do? Who do you get?
No idea. I mean, I don't know. Feel. I mean, I would assume that maybe Anthony Richardson is your guy next year. He's already on the roster. You've still got him under control. Like, you just got to start him.
But to your point that you've made all season long, like, you don't know what you truly have in Anthony Richardson because you never put him out there enough to see. Right. And then when he was out there, he was injured.
My assumption is, I mean, it's either Anthony Richardson or they continue to do what they've done for almost like a decade now, which is just chase the ghost of any starting quarterback that hits the market and tries to see if they can just push this forward and get a win. And a win, I mean, like, get a winning season and get to the postseason instead of actually developing the position properly. But who knows? They've been chasing the ghost for a long time. Since Andrew Luck retired, they've thought that they were a quarterback away from getting to the postseason.
I need to go look up the number, but it came up when they signed Philip Rivers, how many quarterbacks they had since Andrew Luck. By the way, guys, if you haven't checked out Profit X yet, you got to check it out. The number one sports prediction market going right now. And they've got some of the best future pricing you're going to find, whether it be for the College Football National Championship, the Super Bowl, plus with the holiday slate going the way it has the last week or two, shaping playoff seating. Now's the perfect time to get in. Take advantage of Profit X's 20% purchase match that they have. Download Profit X today and experience the future of winning. Use our promo code when you do, VSIN, VSIN, to get started.
You know what? That would be fun. Can you pull up the list? I wonder if I can name them all.
That'll be a good exercise. Yes,
I will
pull up the list for us to hit on when we come back from the break.
Yeah, at some point. I think I could. I don't know. I don't think I could.
This will be a fun exercise. Yeah. I definitely want to do that.
Since Luck retired? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know I could take a chunk of the list, but I don't know if I could get them all.
Also, as I say that, coming up on my screen, Sauce Gardner, poor guy, his record this season. He started the year with the Jets, obviously, went 1-7. The Colts were off to this amazing start. When he joins them, 1-6. 2 and 3. He just can't catch a break.
Yeah.
Can't
By the
catch
way, I've
break.
Also, very quickly on this, I'll just say, I saw a lot of people kind of pointing to the Sauce Gardner trade as like, then the reason why this all went wrong. You're an idiot if you think that's the case.
Yeah. No, that's not where we're going with this. Okay, we got to take a quick timeout. More Live Bet Sunday rolls on, and I'm excited to quiz you on Indianapolis Colts quarterbacks when we come back.